Stephen Falkowski's son does not like car rides.
Whenever we put him in the car, he would cry and cry and cry and cry and cry and freak out because he's just not used to it.
Lucky for his son, Falkowski and his wife don't like car rides either. In fact, the South Philly couple now has 2 children, but still no car. Holding his youngest in his arms one afternoon, the stay-at-home dad attempts to quiet the fussy baby. Sitting out front is a special bike he and a friend built, so he can cart the kids or cargo around. Falkowski says when necessary, his family rents a vehicle from CarShare or grabs a taxi, but usually they stay away from the 4-wheeled motor vehicles.
When we walk around the neighborhood or bike around the neighborhood and we see people we know, we're able to stop and talk with them, and it contributes to a close-knit kind of feeling that we have in our community.
Drexel University sociologist Mimi Scheller says Falkowski is part of a bigger movement away from car culture.
There's this general trend towards people driving less distance, but it's especially strong among young people. Between 2001 and about 2009, 16 to 34-year-olds dropped 23% the number of miles they were driving per year.
34-year-old mother Candace Enders has lived in the Philadelphia area her whole life, from Bensalem to the University of Delaware to Penn to Center City.
I have never owned a car in my entire life, and I swear I'm an American citizen.
Enders is pregnant with her 2nd child. She wishes there was a better mass transit option she could take from her house in the Italian Market to work near Rittenhouse Square. Instead, she commutes by foot, or when it's really cold, she takes a taxi. Her husband's an intellectual property lawyer who works from home. She says for her family, going carless isn't that difficult.
We have like a Whole Foods and a Superfresh that are 3 blocks away. We have the Italian Market right there. We have a Rite Aid. We have a CVS, a dry cleaner, basically everything that you need, you know, on a regular basis. And we also, we use, you know, Amazon a lot, especially, you know, with a baby and diapers and, you know, all that stuff.
Ender says not dealing with parking, insurance, and car maintenance saves her family time and worry.
You know, a lot of people said you're going to need a car when you have a baby. And I was sort of like, well, let's wait and see how it goes. And now with my 2nd, people are like, oh, well, now you're really going to need a car. And I'm like, you know, I'm not so sure about that.
If the practice of affluent and middle class people raising kids without relying on a car seems odd, well, that's because it is. Or at least it has been, says Drexel's Mimi Scheller.
In a person's life cycle, your peak driving years are from your sort of 30s to your 50s. And especially when people have form families and have children and may have to sort of move them around to a lot of different activities, they tend to be driving more.
Scheller depends on her car to shuttle her kids around. She says she hasn't seen research on families going car-free in the U.S. yet, but she did study the practice in Copenhagen. Denmark's capital is a bicyclist dreamland, known for its bike infrastructure. Through that work, Scheller says she learned that some bicyclists
were actually using time bike riding to get to work or get to where they were going more slowly because they wanted to spend time with their family members. So we realized that people aren't always trying to get somewhere as quick as they can, but they might want to take the slow route or the prettier route or the one with less traffic because it's nice time together.
That sounds familiar to Nate Hummel of Fishtown, who often relies on the bus to get around with his 4-year-old daughter.
We sit at the bus stop and we talk a lot, and we get on the bus and we talk, and we're on the train and we're looking at all these different things.
Hummel's family does have a car. He and his wife thought about getting rid of it until she got pregnant with their 2nd child, and it became harder for her to travel by scooter.
My wife will use the vehicle probably 2 to 3 days a week, and I basically don't use it. And really the only reason she uses it is because our smallest daughter is too small to go on a bike safely.
The couple still uses the car to visit family in upstate New York or go on vacation. But Hummel says within Philadelphia, they're using public transit by choice. Those people you see riding the bus and smiling, Hummel says that's his family. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.